From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama and the leaders of the world's other largest economies have delayed until next year tough decisions on how to fix what they called persistently large imbalances that are hindering the global economic recovery. The leaders have wrapped up their summit in South Korea. One of those imbalances involves currency values, and the G20 leaders have been struggling to find a way to curb currency maneuvering in which countries seek a competitive advantage by weakening their currencies. The president says he raised that issue directly with China's president. Mr. Obama criticized China's actions to hold down the value of its currency.
It is undervalued. And China spends enormous amounts of money intervening in the market to keep it undervalued. And so what we've said is it's important for China in a gradual fashion to transition to a market-based system.
Critics have said China's low currency values make its exports artificially cheaper than they should be. China's president is pledging now to shift that country's economy away from reliance on exports and toward more domestic consumption, which is what the president has been urging. Just when it seemed Iraqi leaders have settled months of disagreement over the shape of a new government, a walkout by Sunni lawmakers in parliament demonstrates that divisions remain. NPR's Kelly McEvers in Baghdad, though, says the formation of a new government is moving forward.
Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, a Shiite, will remain in his job, as will President Jalal Talabani, a Kurd. A Sunni party took third place with the parliament speaker's job. But other elements of a power-sharing deal have yet to be finalized, which is what sparked the Sunni walkout. Those issues include legislating on a Sunni-led commission that will have some checks on the prime minister's power, and allowing prominent Sunnis to hold top posts, despite the fact that they've been accused of belonging to Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party. Parliament is expected to meet again tomorrow. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she has assured Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that Israel's security needs will be addressed in any agreement with the Palestinians. Clinton says Netanyahu and Palestinian leaders are committed to the concept of an independent Palestinian state existing next to Israel.
We're both very committed to it. I know, and I've said repeatedly that the Prime Minister and President Abbas are both very committed to the two-state solution, and we're going to find a way forward.
Clinton speaking in New York after marathon talks with Netanyahu. She was seeking an approach that would allow him to persuade his government coalition to back a new freeze on settlement construction. Past winners of the Nobel Peace Prize are meeting in Japan today. They're trying to draw attention to the devastating effect of nuclear weapons. This is NPR News from Washington. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is calling lawmakers back for a special session in that state. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports they'll be addressing the latest in a series of nagging deficit problems.
During the special session, lawmakers will take up a $6 billion deficit that has cropped up just weeks after Schwarzenegger signed a new state budget. The session is scheduled to start December 6th when new lawmakers are sworn into office. The announcement comes in the wake of a report from the nonpartisan Legislative Analyst Office, which projected California's budget deficit at $25 billion over the next 18 months. That includes the $6 billion shortfall in the budget package signed October 8th. At that time, lawmakers and the governor said they had resolved a $19 billion deficit. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Investigators are looking into the cause of a fire that broke out on a Greyhound bus en route to Dallas from Arizona. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports no one was injured.
Investigators say the fire appears to have started in the engine compartment. Greyhound sent another bus to the scene to take the passengers to Dallas, although many of them lost their luggage on the bus that burned. Ironically, the bus fire happened on the same stretch of freeway where, earlier in the day, a fatal accident closed portions of the interstate for several hours. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
The United Nations says it needs $164 million to fight the cholera outbreak in Haiti. Otherwise, in the words of a spokeswoman, efforts to halt the spread of the disease may be outrun by the epidemic. More than 700 people in Haiti have died from the disease so far. More than 11,000 others are infected. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.